This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about Klaus Financial on the website, learn a little bit about their separate divisions, how they can help you, and if you are a business owner as well, how they can help you in that area. And you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It's complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And joining us this morning are Andy Yadro, as well as Melissa Wenger. Guys, how are we doing today?
Doing well. A little dreary outside, but it's nice and bright in here.
Yes, yes, it is. A nice warm glow of the fluorescent tubes. Melissa, how have you been?
Doing really good, Sean. Thanks.
Doing really good, both of you. Great to hear. And we've got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm going to talk a little bit about Klaus Financial before we get rolling on this week's conversation. I'm going to do the Klaus Quiz Question Week. We'll take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, get not only the question, but the answer as well. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, and what was that answer?
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening, and congratulations to our winner last week. The question for last week was, what percentage of Americans actually have their wills and their estate plans in place? And the answer is that only 40% do.
And we'll do a new one this week, a great prize as well, $25 gift card to Dick's. Little tip, if you listen closely to the program, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show. So we're going to talk a little bit about how people can get help from a firm like yours. And of course, people wonder, can I just call, make an appointment? Is there a cost? What do people need to know when it comes to getting in touch with you guys and getting to know you at Klaus Financial?
Yeah, that's a great question. I thought it would be helpful to just kind of start out for our listeners, giving a high-level overview of who we are as a company. So Klaus Financial has been in business now for 43 years, and we have two offices, one in Northern Illinois and then the other one right here in Madison. And as most of our listeners probably already know, our specialty is retirement planning. We also operate as an independent hybrid firm, which simply means that although we primarily work with clients on a fiduciary fee-based or fee-for-service basis, we do still maintain the ability to service commissionable accounts. So in other words, if you were previously sold a product such as an annuity, for example, we are still able to help with those investments and provide guidance along the way. Also important to note that we have two separate divisions where we help direct the future retirement for individuals. First one being our KIP division, or Klaus Investment Portfolios. And in that division, we act as the coach and quarterback for your retirement plan. We also have our Klaus 360 division, where the primary focus there is simply on the coaching. In addition to that, we also do work with some companies, whether it be small, medium, or large, through our Klaus 401k division. So that's where we actually would go in, help a company either establish, manage, or maintain their corporate 401k plans. So now that we've kind of covered who we are on a high level basis, people are probably wondering, all right, what does it look like to engage with you? So kind of wanted to walk through that process a little bit. If you were to call our office today, the first thing that we try to do is schedule a 30-minute introductory call with an advisor. Now, the purpose of that call is really just kind of a kick the tires type of a call. We're trying to get to know you a little bit better, where you're at from a high level financially, obviously give you the opportunity to ask some questions, learn a little bit more about us, how we typically work with people, and just kind of determine if there's a need there and if it's something that we can help with. Now, if there is something that we can help with, where we go from there is to move into a second meeting, and that's going to be a face-to-face meeting with another advisor at one of our offices. We have those two meetings, both complimentary, no cost, no obligation. So we really recognize that, you know, our goal is to work with people for the long term. So there's a need to invest some time and energy on our front to really make sure that there's a good fit, not only from the client's perspective, but from ours as well. So kind of on that topic, if you are already working with another advisor, it's always just a good reminder that really a second opinion can't hurt, especially if it doesn't cost anything, right? So it's always good just to stop from time to time to make sure that you're still on track for your retirement goals.
Talking this morning with Andy Yadro as well as Melissa Wenger, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have questions questions for Melissa and Andy. They are here to help. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And sorry about that, Andy. You were talking a little bit about Kloss Financial. And, of course, I know one of the things you guys talk about is kind of acting as the coach, don't you?
Yeah, you bet. So, again, as I mentioned previously, whether it's our KIPP division or Kloss 360, you know, the primary focus there is the coaching aspect. So it's actually one of the things that separates us from other firms. And as your coach, what we do is we help direct your team of professionals. So whether that be your accountant, investment services, insurance agent, estate planning attorneys, or banker, we're there to kind of help guide the team.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with Andy Yadro, as well as Melissa Wenger from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Andy and Melissa, as I mentioned, give us a call right now, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. You heard Andy mention some of the separate divisions at Kloss Financial. You can learn all about those online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with Andy and Melissa next as, of course, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial continue the conversation. We'll talk about simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying, what those things actually mean. And we will take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Melissa Wenger, as well as Employee of the Quarter, Andy Yadro. By the way, you know you work in finance when you're it's not month, it's quarter.
Gotta love it.
Congratulations. Did you get a sweet parking spot for that? Is that one of the perks?
Got a nice high five.
Did you? Yeah. Very, very cool stuff. Having fun with our friends from Kloss Financial as we do each and every Thursday morning right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning a little bit about Kloss Financial, what makes them unique, and kind of what role they play when it comes to retirement planning. One of the things, too, we hear a lot about, and I know in talking with CJ and Malia regularly, they bring up three words: simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. And I think for a lot of people to say, oh, that's a no-brainer. It's interesting when you start to learn a little bit more about those three terms, you discover, oh, yeah, there's a little more to it. So let's talk a little bit about those three areas and what people need to know when it comes to simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying.
Yeah, so we are, as a firm, big advocates for those three specific things: simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. That's our big mission here for us, and we do impress it on our clients to try to work towards that as they get into retirement. There seems to be a common misconception around especially diversification. People think that having multiple advisors or accounts in a bunch of different banks or spread out across everything is actually safer, when it's not. What's most important is the asset allocation inside of those accounts, and that it's got the appropriate risk, or it's got someone watching over that risk to make sure it's appropriate for your lifestyle or your planning. In a nutshell, asset allocation really is about the percentage inside the portfolio of stocks versus bonds versus cash or cash equivalents, and how that's all put together. There's typically two different types of asset allocation. There's age-based, and there's asset allocation through life cycle funds. So age-based is really based on your time now and then looking forward at retirement and your plans and how many years there are. So it pushes forward to say the closer we get towards retirement, reasonably, we should be changing our allocation to be a little bit more conservative as we get closer to actually using the funds versus the years of working when we're piling money together. And on the other end of that is the lifestyle or target fund. That's usually a group of mutual funds, and they attempt to provide the investors with different portfolio structures based on someone's current age, their risk tolerance, their objectives, you know, what is the money going to be used for, and make sure that everything is based the way it needs to be in the different asset classes.
Really good stuff. Talking with Melissa Wenger and Andy Yadro, of course, of Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Sorry to cut you off there, Melissa. You were telling us a little bit about those target date allocated fund allocations or lifestyle. What any other things we need to keep in mind with those?
Yeah, not a big thing. Just sometimes those can work as a standard solution. for portfolios, but it doesn't consider each individual situation. So that's a lot of what we do is individualized. We sit down and we take a lot of your information. We do ask quite a bit of questions because when we give the advice, we want to make sure it's right for you, not just a blanket asset allocation that could work for anybody.
Really good stuff. So touch on diversifying your portfolio. What are some of those other principles then that are important to remember?
Yeah, so there are generally six investing principles that we like to remind people of from time to time. First one being diversify. And we've all heard the phrase, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? Well, as Melissa mentioned a minute ago, diversification doesn't necessarily mean having multiple advisors or multiple accounts. What it means is not owning just one stock or one bond. What I like to tell people is that you know you're diversified when you don't own enough of one thing to make a killing, but you also don't own enough of one thing to be killed. So the next thing you need to know is your time frame. So the amount of time you have to invest your money can and should have probably one of the most major impacts on your asset allocation. So how much you have in stocks versus bonds versus cash. You generally want to be more conservative with that money the closer you are to using it. So this is where things like savings accounts, CDs, money markets might come into play. And interest rates have creeped up on those types of accounts over the last couple of years, but you'll definitely still want to shop around because you might not be able to find the best deal here at your local bank.
Really good stuff. Andy Yadro, as well as Melissa Wenger, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Andy just mentioned the first three. We'll get to the second three things when it comes to simple investing principles. We'll also head over to the Money in Motion listener question corner, as well as do our Klaas quiz question of the week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Melissa Wenger and Andy Yadro of Klaas Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Of course, don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Klaas quiz question of the week. Talking about some simple investing principles, we ran through the first three. Let's continue on with that. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, trying to time the market, which I think a lot of people think, oh, that's a great idea. How does that fit into our investing principles?
Well, if you are a professional money manager, maybe that's a great idea. But for the general public and even us, it's really not a great idea. So the biggest principle next is staying committed. So when you put your risk profile appropriately based on what you can swallow on a market downturn and be comfortable with that, then you need to stay committed to that. It's okay that the market fluctuates up and down as long as you stay committed to your strategy and don't try to time the market. And that kind of runs right in with the fifth investing principle, is that time is one of your best advocates. So stay committed to your strategy and then give it time to do its job. You know, a lot of the times in retirement planning, we're basing it off of a long-term projection. We're not looking at the day-to-day. The day-to-day will drive you crazy. Which, again, goes to now principle number six, is seeking a professional for feedback or direct guidance based on your portfolio. It kind of takes a little peace of mind and ease off of you and the stress. If you're not timing the market, you're staying committed to your strategy, you've got the time to invest, and you have a professional overseeing this, whether it's a money manager that's helping you place trades as needed or giving you the advice for your entire retirement portfolio to make sure that everything else in the household is aligned the way it needs to be, that the retirement portfolio can do what it needs to do.
Really good stuff when it comes to, of course, simple investing principles. Really good stuff there. Talking this morning with Melissa Wenger and Andy Yardrow, of course, retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Time now, of course, for the Money in Motion listener question corner. And I know Malia loves doing these tongue twisters to me. So one of these, one of our listeners, Henry, actually submitted this week's question. He says, I'm planning on beginning my Social Security benefit this year. How soon before I want to collect should I apply?
Yeah, so thanks, Henry, for the question. That's great. You should apply no later than the month in which you want your benefits to start as a latest date. You know, we typically say 60 to 90 days ahead of time. You can file up to 4 months before that. So, for example, if you're taking it at the earliest, which is 62, then the earliest you should be applying is at the age of 61 years and 9 months. That gives you about 3 or 4 months till it's able to kick in that they can process it, and it gives them time to do the application. Either way, regardless of how far ahead you file, you will not get your first payment until the month after your first full month as a 62-year-old. So if you turn 62 January 1st, you're not getting your first check until February 2nd. And that goes for any age when you file like that. It's the first full month of that date that you're requesting it for.
Really good stuff. Melissa Wenger and Andy Ardrow are retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We started off this week's conversation talking a little bit about the ways that Klaas Financial can help you, or if you are a business owner. Don't forget, as always, the website, klaasfinancial.com. You can get more information on that. You can also, if you missed the earlier part of this conversation or any of the previous shows, you can, of course, listen to the podcast online at klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number at Klaas Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, it is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number? Now it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Name just one of the six simple investing principles we discussed on today's show. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Dick's. And again, don't forget that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. Their telephone number 442-5637. Andy, Melissa, always fun. Great to see both of you guys. Have a great week.
You too, Sean.
Thanks, John.
Dr. Hemkes comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.